Good morning. From KQED Radio News, this is Quest, a weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. I'm Andrea Kissick. Golf courses may look green, but they aren't that kind of green, at least not to many environmentalists. For them, golf courses take away valuable habitat and use too many resources. But there's a movement afoot to make them more eco-friendly. Novella Carpenter has more.
Indian Valley Golf Course is in a rural part of northern Marin County, surrounded by oaks and sun-dappled horse pastures. No houses, no cell phone reception, just 200 acres of grass. At first glance, it looks the same as any other golf course, green and manicured. Terry Leach is one of the owners. On this sunny day, he squeezes into a golf cart to make his rounds. Sporting a sweatshirt and a baseball cap, Leach drives his battery-powered cart out onto what he sees as an ecologically friendly course.
Nice manicured, maintained turf without doing all the pesticides and herbicides and all that. Back 24, 25 years ago, we just couldn't afford to do all the stuff that, it took to maintain a let's say, super lush golf course. Back then, it wasn't even called natural fertilizer or anything. We made kind of our own fertilizer and that kind of stuff, custom blended stuff, so.
Leach uses organic fertilizers, integrated pest management, and tries to cut down on water use. He is part of a growing eco-golf trend. Many golf trade conferences now offer classes on how to avoid the use of fertilizers and how to use recycled or gray water to keep the grass green. Leach is not allowed to use gray water because he's next to a reservoir, but he says he doesn't do what's called wall-to-wall watering.
Basically, all your watering is greens, tees, and a little bit of your fairways, and everything else is left natural.
Golfers like Curtis Akins seem to appreciate Leach's efforts.
Oh yeah, some golf courses you go to and there's so much pesticide that you roll your ball and you feel it on, when you pick it up, you feel it on your hands. The people out here seem to really be learning about how to do things with less chemicals, with less impact on the environment. Mm-hmm. And this is just, look at this golf course, it's gorgeous out here.
For some, though, golf courses will never be gorgeous. Juliette Lamont is an environmental consultant and a chair at the San Francisco Sierra Club. She says too many resources are wasted on golf courses.
In San Francisco, they estimate that you're using 225,000 gallons per day of water to keep an 18-hole golf course green.
Indian Valley's Leach admits his course does use a lot of water, but he says it's because of golfer expectations.
Brown is not good, but green is not good either, okay? It doesn't have to be that phony-looking green. Brown turns people off, okay?
Leach says his golf course is about to be certified by Audubon International, a nonprofit that promotes greener golfing. Out of the 400 golf courses in Northern California, 35 are certified by the group. But Lamont argues that no serious environmental organization would ever support golf courses. She points out that Audubon International isn't actually associated with the conservation group, the National Audubon Society. Instead, Audubon International is funded by professional golf associations.
No matter, again, how much you greenwash that, that's really not a green swap. That's a decline in overall ecological quality.
But Leach doesn't plan to get out of the golf business anytime soon. Instead, he'll continue to try using new eco methods on his course. His latest effort, a more sustainable way to control a certain legendary lawn-destroying critter.
Kind of like Caddyshack, kill the gophers, not the golfers, you know? It'd be pretty unacceptable to sit there and have, obviously, a gopher mound in the middle of a green.
So Leach is trying something new. Owls. The Hungry Owl Project, a nonprofit group based in San Anselmo, sets up nesting boxes for barn owls at golf courses. The founder of the group, Alex Godby, explains that barn owls like to eat rodents.
A family of five barn owls in a four-month breeding season can eat 3,000 to 5,000 rodents.
It's pretty cool when myself or my assistant goes by and we see a head popping out. It works.
After 18 holes, the golfers at Indian Valley relax at the clubhouse. One golfer, Jim Ryan, admits one of the reasons he plays here is to glimpse the wildlife.
I play here because it's beautiful. We see here. And it's unbelievable. I've seen bobcats, mountain lions.
One of the perks of eco-golfing, flirting with wildlife out on the links. There would be even more wildlife, environmentalists argue, if they would just stop maintaining all that grass. For KQED Radio News, I'm Novella Carpenter.
For more information on KQED's multimedia project, Quest, and to subscribe to our newsletter, visit kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the William K. Bowes Jr. Foundation.